You're with Cape Talk.
Okay, we're talking now about online education, the pros and cons of it. We've come through an academic year where, once again, there's been a lot of online education. I cannot imagine, given where we are at the moment, that we're going to be back into full-on face-to-face learning next year. I would think at the very least, the start of the next academic year, there is going to be considerable online learning. And it would seem maybe even entrenched forevermore. Maybe a lot of campuses, whether they're private, whether they're tertiary, whether they're state, whether they're schools, will allow for more options in terms of online learning as part of their normal offering. But the ups and downs, the pros and cons, are being intensely debated. One institution, Stadia, which is a private higher education institution, is obviously doing a lot of work in this regard and trying to find out what are the ups and downs of online learning and how it's affected their students. Atalisha Haralal joins me now. Atalisha, a very good afternoon to you. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm great. I hope you are too.
Yeah, National Recruitment Manager at Stadia. Now, with your private tertiary offering, and you have a lot of students and a lot of different colleges, how are you coming out in terms of the pros and cons of online learning?
Well, listen, it's like you said, it's all about taking a very balanced view, and I think that is key. One thing we realized very early on is a lot of perceptions exist about online learning, what it can do for people, and what the outcomes will be for students. And what's important to note is nothing can replace that relationship between the educator and the learner. And I think that's key, and any online process should foster effective teaching and learning more than merely being online for the sake of being online. So I think for me, one of the pros is that the ability of technology to support us to ensure that even when we couldn't get our students and our educators in the same room, we could still bring them together so that spirit of collaboration and that teaching and learning could occur. And I think the cons are, you know, there's things we all experienced at campus way back where unimaginably we would roam around without masks and hug our friends. And those are things like the interpersonal relationships, the ability to cross-pollinate teaching and learning between disciplines. And those are some of the little intrinsic important details of the educational process that perhaps the class of 2021 hasn't had as much access to.
One important observation made by one of my children with online education and in-person education, she said, if you're in an in-person lecture and you're battling to understand it, you get to the end of the lecture, you turn to the person next to you and you say, did you get that? And they'll say, no, mm-hmm. I didn't. I struggled. And you then are A, reassured you're not the only person who didn't quite fully understand, and B, you then work together with the people around you to try and get up to speed or know what questions you have to ask. Whereas when you're sitting in an online environment, you don't have that reassurance. You just think, I don't understand this.
Well, thankfully for us, we found a way to kind of bridge it, and we set up buddy groups and study teams for our students so they could still interact with each other post the lecture and be able to collaborate on projects using our systems that facilitate this type of communication. And I think that what you've pointed out is so important, and that's the element of peer learning. And perhaps my peer had understood things and can explain it in a way that contextualizes it better for me. And we didn't want students to miss out on that, so we made it very much part of the online learning process.
Where are you up to in terms of your campuses next year? Are you assuming that you will have a very high component of online learning?
We are hoping for the best, but at the same time preparing for the worst, I think much like all our tertiary education colleagues. And in that, we're preparing for a supportive online process with one of the best virtual learning environments in the world, which is Canvas, but at the same time trying to balance it out with controlled experience in classroom when and where the legislation will allow us.
Are you going to be implementing mandates? Are you going to insist that people who come in for on-campus events and lectures be vaccinated?
Well, at this stage, we haven't made any major decisions in that. And when we do, we will consult with all our students, faculty. And I mean, it's a 20 plus thousand student body. So it'll be a consultative process. We're not going to just slap them with a regulation. I think it's important that they, the particularly the student body, is encouraged to participate in this process. And that's what the approach I think we will take.
Do you think you'll be running this as a parallel thing forever now, that you can come in, or all lectures online, you don't have to come in, you can do it your choice? It's going to be a sort of pick and mix?
Look, I think interesting comment was made at our academic conference where one of the academics said we'd been talking about 21st century education and online education for the longest time, and there was always this sense of resistance almost to that change. And what kind of COVID forced us to do was in a month or in 3 months, quickly adapt and pivot, and that became the way of doing business. I think for us, we're trying to take a very balanced approach where we will always be running our VLE, even for students who want to engage in contact learning as a parallel process, so that they don't lose out on the benefits of 21st century education. And at the same time, they have the option of attending lectures safely when possible.
What about your lecturers? Have they made the adjustment? Comment of tertiary students is that very few lecturers are good at communicating over video, over Zoom, over Teams or whatever, that it is a skill that you need to learn.
Absolutely. Well, I guess we were blessed because we had our Faculty of Education colleagues who are, of course, specialists in teacher education. And they had already pivoted for our distance learning students to an online tuition system. And we were able to very quickly share and shift expertise to ensure that our lecturers were on a path that allowed them to develop. But it is more definitely a demanding platform for lecturers that invites lots of multimedia preparation of material, being able to essentially put on a show for the hour or the hour and a half for the Zoom, of the Zoom session. And I think for sure there was an adjustment, but I think for us, like a lot of lecturers nationally, it has been a learning process. And we're glad that due to our DL online learning processes that we had established, we were able to pivot much quickly and with more success than our colleagues.
Atalisha, thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. That's Atalisha Haralal, who is the National Student Recruit Manager for Stadio, a big private tertiary education company, carries a lot of brands underneath it. 20,000 students. That's the entire campus of UCT. So private education at tertiary level, certainly a growth business in South Africa.